A merry holly jolly Christmas show. We had the traditional exchanging of gifts.
And we gave each other some fabulous gifts here. Everybody was extremely generous this year.
Mike, I guess, gave Diana. Thanks for finding that list, Frank.
You're welcome.
Diana got a vibrator from Mike called
the Bulldog. Could you bring the Bulldog in just
sure.
very briefly? And we could just maybe, we can't show you the Bulldog, but of course we can let you listen to the sound of the Bulldog.
Just to tell you how repulsive this is, when I went in during the news a few moments ago with Kim, she almost got into one of those, if you'll pardon the pun, another one of those gagging fits.
All right, here we go.
Turn it on.
The sound of the Bulldog.
Well, don't leave, Diana.
Now, the thing that's wonderful about the Bulldog, if I can just tell you, is that it's got the adjustable control here. So you can start out like this with the Bulldog. And then...
You know, I don't know what it is, but when I look at that, it's almost like looking in the mirror. Diana, the question would be... you seem to be rather at ease with that, Mike.
It's fascinating. It really is fascinating to me, the Bulldog.
The question is, Diana, do you ever see yourself actually maybe some night coming home, had a few drinks... Just
no.
get into
no,
bed and
I'm
say...
I'm really sorry. But
you know, really, and I didn't think that when I purchased this for Diana. I thought of it as more of a decorative item. Than something for the mantle. That's actually what the Bulldog
I
is
thought
for.
I just hit it on my desk.
The Bulldog.
Well, we're just wondering if the thrill of receiving the Bulldog had worn off, and I guess it hasn't.
No, she's still thrilled with the gift. It's wonderful. Don, it's the Christmas season. Everybody's in the spirit.
And don't forget, Diana, if you get sick of that one, you've still got mine.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
The two small vibrators for two pleasure points at once. Enjoy, Diana. Now, I did not know that it bent like that.
Boy, what a day we had at the Pleasure Chest yesterday. And, of course, the guy that asked us to sign his vibrator that he got for his wife.
This is such a great story. We go into the Pleasure Chest yesterday to buy these little gifts for the gals we work with. And, you know, we're embarrassed.
Sure.
Let's be honest about it, okay? We're Homo sapien men.
Mm-hmm.
We have firm, hearty handshakes. When we see women on the street, we, like most men, we immediately size them up. I mean, now, isn't this true? Hold on. I read this somewhere, and I believe that this is a true fact, at least among men.
Mm-hmm.
When a man looks at a woman,
yep.
the very first thing he thinks about is if he could go to bed with her.
Sex.
Sex, yeah.
Is
sex.
The first thing, of course, yes.
I mean, no matter who it is.
Psychological studies. psychological studies have been done that indicate that is true.
And I mean, I do it really... Well, not with the women I've seen every day, although with Kim, of course, it's still every day. But when you see a new woman, that immediately is the first thing you think of. We live in a society that is controlled by sex.
Hey, Jimmy Carter said he did it, okay?
Lusted in his heart.
Yeah, if Jimmy Carter said he did it, you know a lot of people did
so
it,
so
okay?
The point I want to make is that we're normal guys, okay? And in the Pleasure Chest, they sell stuff that, I don't know.
It's for some alternative lifestyles. I think that's a nice way of putting
offbeat.
It.
Offbeat.
Yeah, offbeat, strange. It makes us just a little bit uncomfortable to go into this place in the first place.
So we buy the gifts, and we're done, and we're feeling a little awkward, and we just want to slink out of the store.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy walks in. And I mean, this is no exaggeration, swear to God, at the top of his lungs.
In the very, almost in the middle of the store, and we were at the door, leaving.
Walking out.
Hey! Are you Don and Mike? I listen to you guys every morning.
So we go, yes, hi, nice to meet you. Walk over and shake his hand. Then again, at the top of his lungs, he asks us to sign his wife's vibrator.
Hey, I listened to your show this morning. Would you guys mind signing my wife's vibrator?
Now, really, the guy was talking this loud, and everybody in the store is watching, so we say, well, sure. We're still standing by the door waiting to leave. The guy goes over by the big carousel rack.
Right.
Where they have all of these various sundry items.
We wanted to just quickly sign whatever he grabbed, but he basically took 15 minutes trying to find this.
He couldn't find the one he was looking for. And he was yelling to the lady across the counter going, where is it? Where is it? And she's yelling back at him, to the left.
Oh.
Turn to the left. So finally, I had to put my head down, walk over like I'm Joe Expert in this place. And I walk over and get the one he wants, and I go, here it is, right here. Take it. Buy it.
And we signed it, and then we were on our merry way with everybody staring, which wasn't too uncomfortable.
I went home, and as I mentioned, I took a shower, and I scrubbed my skin until it bled. And if that guy is out there this morning, I hope you appreciate what we had to go through to you, for you, my friend, yesterday.
Oh, unbelievable.
And if you're out there, give us a call, because we'd like to know if your wife... has gotten the vibrator yet, and if she appreciates the fact that it's autographed, but on it, Mike.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
It's 8:38 at WAVA. You know, yesterday, speaking of the pleasure chest, we were discussing about this time yesterday the merits of motion lotion and emotion lotion.
That's right.
Which led me to think of this list, the top 10 celebrities' favorite lubricants. Number 10, Albert Einstein would use Notion Lotion.
Of course he would.
Number 9, Hunters in Dale City use Poachin' Lotion.
Aye.
Number 8, Snobs in Gaithersburg who live in an exclusive area use Goshen Lotion. Now, here's the only one that really doesn't rhyme. Alan Goodman, of course, uses Kosher Lotion.
Industrial strength.
Number 6, Kylie Minogue uses Locomotion Lotion. Number 5, Frank, who is never unfaithful to his wife, Jerry, uses Devotion Lotion.
He does use that.
Number 4, Samantha from Bewitched would use Potion Lotion. Number 3, Ed Meese would use Demotion Lotion. Number 2, people on boats, boat people use Ocean Lotion.
Yes, they do.
And the number 1 celebrity lubricant, Redskins coach Joe Gibbs, uses Cochin Lotion.
Love that Cochin Lotion.
And it's Coach Joe Gibbs.
Not to belabor the point, but it was, in fact, emotion lotion yesterday in the store. It was a big rack of the stuff. We didn't buy any, though.
20 minutes till 9 at WAVA. Now we're ready for the current events quiz. And, Mike, won't you please tell me a little bit about our contestant?
Let's put down our bulldogs and welcome Beth Matthews of Mount Airy. Beth is a telephone operator at Heckinger's. She likes photography, swimming, taking her bulldog for a walk and watching the A-Team.
Good morning, my dear.
Merry Christmas, Donnie Mike.
Hey, same to you. Boy, if you work in retail sales, people must just be driving you out of your gourd.
Oh, you bet, but I love them.
Well, you seem to be in a good enough mood. Let's see how you do at the end of the business day tomorrow. Please pick C, all right, my dear?
Yes, sir.
Question number 1. What the hell's going on there?
It's my husband and my son. They're excited because I'm on the radio.
Well, tell them to pipe down, okay?
Merry Christmas.
Pipe down, Charlie.
Charlie.
Charlie, is Charlie your son or your husband?
My husband.
You know, we have a guy here who's named Charlie, as a matter of fact. Charlie, you still listening to that song?
Yes, I am. What do you want now?
Charlie, there's a woman on the phone, and her husband is named Charlie, too. He's one of the Charlie people.
Do you want me to say hello to her?
Would you please, Charlie?
And I'll come right over here and say hello to her. Hello, I'm over here at the microphone now. Hello, how are you? You have a husband named Charlie?
I sure do.
Okay, can I go back and listen to Grandma got run over by a reindeer now?
You must certainly can.
Thank you.
And we just can't help but wonder.
All right, my dear. Please pick C, okay?
You got it.
Question number 1. The FCC has extended its ban on sexually explicit radio broadcasts to 24 hours a day. Banned 24 hours a day in a bill that was pushed through Congress by Jesse Helms.
Mm.
One of my favorite guys.
Yeah.
It's like David Haynes' best friend. The ban on sexually explicit radio programs will most likely affect A, sexual advice programs, or it will most likely affect B, syndicated radio programs, or the new ban on sexually explicit shows will most likely affect C, Harden and Weaver.
Whoa!
Oh, my God, those nasty old men. That's got to be C, Harden and Weaver.
Good answer, Beth. Way to go.
They're filthy. They're just a couple of perverts. Oh, I tell you, wild. What does she want here, Mike?
It's a pair of tickets to see the Miami Heat take on the Washington Bullets Thursday, January 12th at 7:30 at the Capitol Center.
Yay, a game the Bullets can win.
Don.
Thank you, Mike. And question number 2 for you, my dear. Cable TV viewers can expect an increase in rates in 1989. And although it will be different everywhere, that would not be Charlie. That would be your son, right?
If that's Charlie, you've got serious problems.
A rate increase for cable TV in 1989. And although it will be different everywhere here in the Washington area, if you have cable now. Now, who was that?
That was my husband.
That was Charlie.
Now you see why I wanted to talk to you on the radio. I gotta have something good in my life.
Beth.
Here in the metro area, if you have cable, you can expect an average rate increase of $2 per month. But for that additional $2 a month...
Oh, that's good enough,
Charlie! God darn it!
Tell Charlie to pipe down, okay?
Go ahead, tell him.
All right, Charlie, will you please pipe down or they're gonna hang up on me. You might not win a Pee Wee Herman doll.
What's Charlie saying now?
Nothing. He wants that Pee-wee Herman doll.
I'm looking. I don't think we have any more Pee-wee Herman
dolls. Oh, no.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. Tell him if he's a good boy, if he shuts up for the rest of this thing, we'll give him the doll, okay?
If he'll shut up for the rest of the program, we'll give you a Pee Wee Herman doll.
What does he say to that?
He didn't say anything. He's just shutting up.
Well, good. All right.
Oh, good for Charlie.
You can expect a $2 increase on your cable charge per month here in Washington. You okay?
Yeah.
Sound like you passed a lung there or something.
I'm okay.
For that additional $2 per month. Just never mind. What has she won now, Mike?
She's won a $50 gift certificate from Herman's World of Sporting Goods.
We'll just file that one away and save it for when we get back from vacation. All right.
I'm sorry.
And finally, where does it all end? After running sensationalism into the ground. Just never mind. What has she won now, Mike?
Well, because Charlie did make noise, he was going to get the Pee Wee video cassette, but Charlie misbehaved. So instead, you've won an original hot buttered cheesesteak from Mr. Philly in Bailey's Crossroads.
I'm sorry.
Who plays 11 in a row every hour?
Dad and Mike on WABA. Merry Christmas.
Hey, you better put your husband on the phone.
You want to talk to him?
Yeah, would you give me the Pee-wee slip, please?
Yeah, here's it's a big top Pee-wee right there.
Charlie.
What?
Charlie, what is your problem?
Nothing.
You just happy?
I'm just crazy.
You're just crazy?
Yep.
You really want a Pee-wee Herman doll?
Yeah.
For yourself?
Yes.
Mike, don't shake your head no. Well, I'm going to give it to him. Come on, it's Christmas time.
But Charlie is not
right,
behaving.
Mike, it's Christmas. Have the spirit in you.
But bad boys shouldn't get Christmas presents.
I'm not a bad boy.
I think Charlie's got some spirits in him this morning. What do you do for a living there, Charlie?
I work.
Charlie, you're inching yourself away from that Pee Wee Herman doll. I'll let you know right now, me, the meanest guy on the show, I'm the only guy that wants to give it to you.
Yeah, Charlie, I've already gone over the edge. I don't think you should win it.
Charlie, what do you do, my friend?
I do bindery work.
You do what work?
Bindery.
Bindering?
Yeah.
Let me make an educated guess. Are you from Northern Virginia?
No.
You're not? Where do you live?
Mount Airy?
Oh, that's the same thing. Listen, I'm going to give you the doll, okay?
Thank you.
Maybe you'll be able to learn something. It's a Pee Wee Herman doll, the talking Pee Wee Herman doll, also Big Top Pee Wee on video cassette, and a Pee Wee pack of really cool stuff. And I believe that if good news for you, the Pee Wee doll is anatomically correct. You have any idea what that means?
No.
Compliments of Paramount Home Video and Power 105. I'm guessing, Charlie, that you are not anatomically correct. You might want to check with a doctor about that. Have a great Christmas, Charlie.
You too.
Thanks a lot for listening to WAVA.
Bye.
Hold on a second. Don't hang up, Charlie. I want you folks to know that I now am going to go straight to heaven. Because that is the nicest thing I've ever done in my life.
That is the nicest I've ever seen you even tolerating, Charlie.
It's 8:47. George Michael from Channel 4. In just one moment, Charlie has green teeth time.
All right.
8:47. Jesus, you're funny.
We've lost the zoo crew, ladies and gentlemen. I've never seen two disc jockeys on the floor writhing in some sort of Vaseline-like liquid.
It's the best of the best of the morning zoo. Don Geronimo, Michael Mira, and a long list of celebrity guests. Pick yours up today and spend the holidays with Don and Mike. Proceeds from the sale of the Morning Zoo family album go to the Children's Hospital Have a Heart campaign.
Hey, thanks for making our album the number 2 selling album in the Washington area this holiday season. You can still pick yours up at Cap Mill, Angsty Magsy, Penguin Feather, Tower Records, Sam Goody, or Record World. And is simply the greatest. Did I tell you how I first hooked up with George when I worked at the other station 7 or 8 years ago? Mm-hmm. One day I'm just doing my jaw-jacking thing on a Saturday afternoon and the request line rings. And who is it? Simply King George Michael. And right. George used to be a super hot rocking DJ and one of my idols. And George is a very, very cool guy. And I happen to think he's the greatest.
And he also picked the Bears to win the Super Bowl,
besides,
right?
Besides that, George is just the greatest. And if I don't tell him that enough, he'll go work at another station. And now it's 8:57 at WAVA. Here is Rob, and then we'll play that song for George and Lady Lachman. And incidentally, George is more henpecked by his wife than I have been by my two wives put together.
But he's still a wonderful guy.
Good Rob, morning, Washington.
Bob, Frank, Fred, Joe, whatever your name is.
I'm Rob Carpenter with a WAVA news update. FBI agents in Scotland Yard are still trying to figure out if a bomb was used to cause the explosion of a Pan Am jet that crashed in Scotland. A second group claimed responsibility today, and at least 273 people are known to have killed in that crash on Wednesday. 17 are still missing. Three of those killed are supposed to be local people. NASA says unexpected problems in the space shuttle booster rockets need fixing. A space agency official says the bearing assembly may have cracked during shutdown of an engine during the launch of Atlantis earlier this month. Maryland Governor William Donald Schaefer has changes on the way. The state planning secretary, Constance Leader, says that she will be resigning in February. Governor Schaefer has decided already to reorganize the department and remove it from his cabinet altogether. A memorial service is scheduled for today for former Channel 9 anchorman Max Robinson. Robinson, also a former ABC Network anchorman, died Tuesday at Howard University Hospital from complications due to AIDS. He was 49 years old. Drew Barrymore, the young star of E.T., now 13 years old, Barrymore is undergoing treatment for a drinking problem. That's right. Her publicist says she's in a rehabilitation center being treated for alcohol abuse. Actor Bob Steele, you remember him. He was in 400 movies and TV shows, also played Trooper Duffy in the TV show F Troop. He's dead, died at the age of 82. In sports, the Bullets were off last night, so were the Caps. They will be at home at the Capitol Center taking on the New York Rangers in National Hockey League action tonight. Hello?
You know, you would think we've been doing the show for 3 years. One time that I step out to take a leak, that you'd be able to come over here and press the button.
Sorry about that.
Sorry about that, Fred.
WAVA, Arlington, Washington.
The hottest hits on the planet.
Maximum music.
Power 105.
It's the day before Christmas. 2 days before Christmas. They're going to do fires for a little dead air 2 days before Christmas. Hey, come on now. It's the holidays. Come on.
Hey, this one is for George.
Oh, I tell you, he's wild.
What's the matter with you?
Five, and I did bring that one in from home because I do know that's George's all-time favorite song, and I imagine right now George is thrusting himself upon Lady Lachman and the two of them. Well, you know what I mean.
Out in the stable, probably.
Two of them intertwined in the hay with the smell of fresh manure. George and his wife making love!
Everybody's talking. Everybody's talking.
Maximum music power 105. This is Bobby Brown.
Hello there.
Santa Max here.
Want to interface with a red-nosed computer?
Ooh.
Let's do it on power 105.
WAVA.
You guys know what time it is?
Christmas time, Bruce.
What? What time? What?
How's a marriage coming?
What? Oh, Christmas time.
Yeah.
You guys all been good. Practicing real hard.
Hope you get a clean t-shirt for Christmas, Bruce.
Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard.
Where's my bandana?
So bring you a new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good?
The what?
He's a member of the Alimony Club now, you know.
You guys in trouble out here.
Yo!
Yeah, you better watch out. You better not.
Hey, Dynamite, Bruce Springsteen is a god.
Now he takes his face and he just sticks it in a big vat of ice water.
Just like when he's on stage.
Maximum music. Power 105. Our tribute to Mr. Bruce Springsteen. Hey, he's a god.
The boss rules.
It's 13 past 9 with Don and Mike. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, how you doing?
WAVA, home of the hits, doing fine. And who is this?
It's Marty Heisen.
Hi, Marty. Where are you from, Marty?
Glen Burnie, Maryland.
What do you do, my friend?
I work for a major publishing firm.
Oh, you want to give him a mention?
McGraw-Hill.
There you go. It's your chance now to interface with Power Max if you like, because you've won $105. You do make a choice right now.
Oh, my God. I got through. Check it out.
Yeah. You've just figured that out?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're call 25.
Sarah, wait a minute. Come here. I got through to Power Max. I got through to Power Max.
You're in the middle of playing the game now. You have to pay attention.
Everybody work to come listen to me.
Sir?
I'm definitely going to interface.
Okay. Do you want to interface with Santa Max or keep your money? Remember, Santa Max might have as much as $1,000 in holiday cash, or you may get Scrooged.
I gotta interface.
All right, and good luck, my friend, Santa Max!
Yeah!
dashing through the snow? I'd be melting down.
Before you could say...
Jack Frost. So, warm up to last year's fruitcake.
Ebenezer.
Uh-huh. Oh, I hate being so scroogey. So, here's a copy...
of the Morning Zoo...
family album. And happy ho-ho...
oh, to you.
Hey, screw that. I'll give you $105. You want $105?
Hey, that's great.
Congratulations, Mike.
$105 is great.
Congratulations.
I want a peewee doll, too, if you give me one.
Oh, what is this? Now, remember, it's the
Curb it.
It's the Friday before Christmas.
Curb your dog. Curb your anger, Mike. We've got 15 minutes to go.
Yeah, okay.
There's no reason to fly off the handle.
That's right.
Just because the guy wasn't even supposed to get money, and I want to give him $105, then he asked for a stinking Pee Wee Herman doll after the last guy we had on screamed for the doll, and after the guy won $1,000 this morning and acted like he's just picking his nose. Don't you, Mike O'Meara, don't you get mad at our listeners.
I won't, Don. I won't.
Congratulations.
I'm just thrilled that I got a copy of your album. I think that's great.
No, you didn't win the album. You won the money.
Oh, I won the money.
You won $105 in cash.
Oh, that's even better. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
How do I get it?
Okay. Ho, ho, ho.
Thank you for listening to WAVA.
It is great. And have a very Merry Christmas.
Matter of fact, I'll throw in the Morning Zoo family album and also the Pee Wee Herman pack. That includes the anatomically correct Pee Wee Herman doll.
Anatomically correct, isn't it? I didn't think he was.
Why do you think they call him Pee-wee? Thank you for listening, and what's your favorite radio station?
It's got to be the Morning Zoo with Don and Mike, WAVA.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Good job.
Thank you.
Hold on a second. So,
45 minutes till Christmas vacation, Don. Man, something in the air.
See, this is why we could not be nice guys year-round. It simply takes too much effort.
That's right. Today we're being nice to everybody, matter what.
Trying as hard as we can. 16 past 9. WAVA.
I want a punching bag for Christmas. A big punching bag.
Mike, we have a few exotic tales of the offbeat, which have been left over from the past couple weeks that we're going to get to now.
Share those with us, please.
Let me change the subject here. Bathroom noises are so embarrassing to Japanese women that an electronics firm has invented a high-tech noise suppressor.
All right.
Now, apparently, Japanese gals are carrying this item in their purses. It's an electronic gadget about the size of a calculator that reproduces the sound of a flushing toilet.
I don't get it.
Apparently, Japanese women, from what I can read, now I'm giving you a synopsis of the story, have a problem with gas.
Okay.
And it's embarrassing to them when they are in the bathroom, so when they feel a tinge of gas coming on...
Oh, they have like a little thing that replays the sound,
of a toilet flushing. You kind of muffle the sound of...
What a handy gadget.
The explosion happening. Mike, speaking of Japan, an 8-month-old Japanese girl swallowed her dad's wristwatch.
Oh, no.
An excited TV newsman rolled tape to hear her stomach chime on the hour. Her embarrassed mother discovered the problem after little Mika Ishuru ate lunch. When mommy patted her back to make her burp, they heard the watch beep.
Oh, no.
Doctors say it isn't dangerous since the kid is slightly overweight and very healthy and about 5 minutes fast. Mike, a supermarket tabloid, claims that an English woman near Leeds swears she gained 32 pounds overnight after a major raid on the refrigerator.
Wow!
The 19-year-old woman claims she went from 112 pounds to 144 pounds overnight.
My God.
After she ate an entire turkey, 5 pounds of potatoes, and a mound of chocolate marshmallow ice cream.
And a diet soda.
Mike?
Yeah.
A surprise birthday party for an elderly Yugoslavian woman turned into a surprise for the surprisers recently.
Yeah.
The frilly decorations caught on fire from birthday candles and burned down the home of Zora Petrukin.
Mm-hmm.
It must have been very easy to start the fire from the candles since Mrs. Petrukin is 118 years old. And finally, she's okay though.
Good.
Finally, a young unidentified Paris woman underwent stomach surgery to remove a furball. Doctors say the surgery was successful. Her husband says she's doing fine. And when asked how she got a furball in her stomach, said she was giving her pet dog a bath by licking him clean.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Happy holidays.
Come here, Rover. It's time for your bath.
Oh. Lickety split time. 19 past 9 at WAVA. You want to call Finland?
Yeah, let's call Finland.
We're just blasting through all the leftover material we
have. Why not?
We're going to call Santa Claus Land at the Arctic Circle
in
Rovaniemi, Finland.
And even if we don't get through to old Santa Claus, maybe a good excuse to talk to someone who doesn't speak the English language. That's always a real thrill for us. Ho, ho, ho. Mama pooch the pies out the cool on the windowsill.
So they would speak Danish in Finland?
Finland.
They don't speak Finnish, right?
It might be Finnish.
Hello?
Sorry. It is not necessary to dial a long-distance company access code for the number you have dialed.
All right.
Wait, we're Frank flying around right now trying to get through to Finland. And is it Finnish, Frank? Is that what they speak over there? It's Finnish. That's the name of the language?
So.
Finnish. Mama puts the pies out on the windowsill and they speak Finnish instead of Danish.
It's 19 past 9 at WAVA. It'll be cloudy with rain, maybe some drizzle today, high in the 40s. More rain tomorrow. And geez, I'm going to hate just even leaving my house tomorrow because I'm going to be so absolutely nutty with people. Mm-hmm. And then Christmas Day, Sunday, should be partly sunny with highs in the 50s. And happy holidays. 39 outdoors right now in WAVA land.
Too bad it can't be 70 degrees on Christmas Day.
Is this a busy signal?
That sounds like a Finnish busy signal. Boy, what a bummer.
That's all right. I got another one.
All right. Who are we going to call now?
We're going to call Christmas, Florida.
There you go.
We're going to call the 7-Eleven in Christmas, Florida.
Where all year round, people are just bouncing off the walls because it's always the Christmas spirit in Christmas, Florida, where it's probably 80 degrees today.
I'm really, really running out of good mood. I don't know if it's just the end of a long, hectic work week or the strain of Christmas shopping. And
oh, it's everything, Don.
That dumb woman in Toys R Us who didn't know her head from her butt trying to... Hello, is this 7-Eleven? Hi, this is Don and Mike from WAVA Radio in Washington, D.C. Would you have just a moment to chat with us on our little radio show? You suppose? All right. Well,
three more pennies. Sorry?
Hi, good morning. How are things in Christmas?
We're not in Christmas.
You're not in Christmas.
No, there's no 7-Eleven in Christmas.
Are you close to Christmas?
Yes, we are.
How far are you from Christmas?
Probably about 10 miles.
Oh, only 10 miles outside of Christmas.
Right.
Do you pass through Christmas often?
Yes, my mother-in-law lives out there.
Your mother-in-law lives in Christmas. Do they have any exciting things in Christmas? Bars?
No.
Movie theaters?
No bars. They have only Christmas trees, and they have... churches, and they have a Christmas fort out there, which is really nice, where the original fort was built when they came down here to Florida.
Is it Christmas all year round in Christmas?
Yes, it is.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, I figured I was already losing interest in that bit. Why should I force you people to listen to that? It's 22 minutes after 9 o'clock.
What can we do? This is deteriorating. What can we do?
This is a good spot for a commercial. Charlie.
Oh, my God, but what?
Charlie.
What?
Charlie, now come here for a minute. Charlie, you've been listening to the song all morning long.
Yes, I have, Mr. Geronimo.
Would it be possible you could turn it off for just a moment to wish everybody out there a very happy holiday season, Charlie?
Really quickly?
Charlie, you've been devoting your entire life to this stupid song about Grandma getting run over by a reindeer.
I'll wish everybody a Merry Christmas if I can do it really quickly and then go back and listen to Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Please?
Now, when are you going to stop listening to this song, Charlie?
I don't know. I was thinking probably midnight on Christmas night. I'm going to be here at the station the whole time because I have to go home and cook Christmas dinner for Matthew and Huggy Bear. Do you want me to take the record off?
Now, is Mark St. John going to have you running the Christmas tapes here?
Yeah. Yeah, like it was last year. In fact, I run the whole thing. If people call on Christmas Day, it's Charlie manning the phones, and also I'll be playing the tapes. They make all these big stack of tapes, and then Mr. St. John leaves me these 3 pages of instructions, and then I run all the tapes on Christmas Day, and I really enjoy doing that. And then I go home for Christmas dinner with my brother Matthew.
Now, I do think one thing that Mr. St. John does that is a little cruel.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, he made you work 36 hours straight, didn't he?
Yeah, but I don't mind because Mr. St. John said, Charlie, if you work straight through and don't sleep, people will really think a lot of you and they'll be very nice to you for the rest of the year. So I said, okay, no problem, because I want to be friends with everybody. Can I go back and listen to my record now?
Well, can we hear the Christmas greeting, Charlie? Just some kind of happy holidays to everybody. Everybody loves you, Charlie.
Okay, hello, this is Charlie's two-hang stab leg, and I certainly hope your grandma doesn't get run over by a reindeer.
is. There's no such thing as Santa.
Charlie, well, he's gone now. Charlie.
As for me and Grandma, always leave.
Charlie. Charlie.
So.
The goose is on the table.
It's 26 minutes after 9 o'clock, WAVA. Now here is John or Fred or Hank, whatever his name is. With
Karen.
Here's Karen.
Just ahead of much more music on The Morning Zoo with Don and Mike. Here's your fun-loving Washington weather. Showers and drizzle most of the day today, highs in the mid-40s. More showers tonight after midnight, lows in the low 40s. Saturday, more rain, highs near 50. On Christmas, the sun coming out, partly sunny skies, and highs in the 50s. It's 39 fun-loving degrees. It's 9:29. I'm Rob Carpenter. News update on W.
Merry Christmas up there, folks.
AVA.
Happy holidays from Power 105 WAVA.
Mamacita, donde está Santa?
Oh, hey, wait a minute.
Maximum
Santa
Music. Power 105.
Yeah.
It's a Cheech and Chong Christmas.
That's the way I want to remember Christmas, that's for sure.
Mary, Joseph, and Cheech and Chong.
Do you remember there was a time?
Maximum Music. Power 105. Yay! It's 20 minutes until 10 o'clock. And my concentration is waning. Good morning, my friends. I'm Donald P. Geronimo.
Oh, and good morning, hello, and welcome, everyone. I'm Mike O'Mara.
And we are still fat.
We are still white.
Still Catholic.
And we are
still
sick
about
it.
Just like, I imagine in every job, except, I guess, the really important ones, like policemen, firemen, everybody is having a hard time keeping their minds on work. I mean, really, it's like the day before Christmas, even though tomorrow really is the day before Christmas.
We usually do real well up until 9:30. And then
this morning, it struck at about 9:15.
Yeah, and it's just tough. It's tough. Our minds are elsewhere. They're with our families. They're with the Christmas tree and all the things that go along with it.
We got vacation coming up next week, and we've got a bunch of gifts that we got from our friends here on the staff.
And, right.
And I got a kiss on the lips from Kim again today and a nice big hug.
I envy you. I really do. I mean, one of these days, maybe I'll get a kiss on the lips.
Well, you've gotten one kiss on the lips from Kim, haven't you?
Yeah, I didn't think you were going to mention that. I was going to lie about it, though, so I'd get another kiss on the lips. It's exciting.
And I got a squeeze also.
You did?
Yeah. I did get a
squeeze.
I got a nice big hug, and as a matter of fact, I was the one who broke off the hug.
Really?
What a change that is, huh?
So some caressing could have gone on for, 5 minutes or so?
So I'm a very happy guy, actually. I'm just having a tough time keeping my mind on doing this little radio show here that's supporting our families.
Yeah, roughly 18 minutes of show left.
Mike, that would be 18 minutes and 29 seconds. Not that I'm counting or anything. Phone scan coming up next year at 432-WAVA, and it will be our last phone scan of the year.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
You're about the last guy I need to see. You're the kind of guy that gets me in trouble when I'm in these kind of moods.
Hey, chill out, Pachango. Just wanted to come in here on behalf of the Nicholson family. Little Nicholson's all over the world and some of my fans. I wanted to say have a very Merry Christmas to you and yours. And just remember, in the year 1989, make sure you go out to the theater and check out a Jack Nicholson film or rent it at your local video store. You know, during this holiday season, I always find The Shining is kind of a neat little film to get.
That's like your sickest movie ever.
Yeah, but it's got snow. You know, it's got
snow. That's right. It's filmed in the wintertime.
Yeah, it takes place. And listen, I brought you some Christmas holly. It's specially made.
See, now, this is why you always get me in trouble.
This is custom made. I brought it in from Colorado, and I wanted to give this to you as a special Christmas greeting.
That is the biggest piece of holly I have ever seen in my life, Jack.
Yeah, you know what I say about Jack Nicholson's Christmas holly?
What?
It's more than decorative, if you get my drift. Fa la la, everybody.
See, I'm already starting down that path of decadence. Thank you.
There you go.
9:43 with the Decadence Twins at WAVA, not to be confused with the Doubleman Twins. And we have... What do you think? Jumping up and down?
I get crazy. I get weird. Whenever we have this half hour of the program, it's strange. I don't know what happens to me. I feel goofy, and I don't understand what it is. It's just I feel like
going... It's just because... You should say Mike is now jumping up and down spastically with his arms and legs... Going in all directions.
Ho, ho, ho.
We're going to try to blow off some of this extra energy during these commercial stops. Maybe you'd like to take a jog around the block or something.
Okay.
And then we'll come back. Last phone scan of the year coming up at 432-WAVA. Get on the line to get on the air. And please, for God's sakes, last one of the year, no spuds allowed.
Television stars Michael Tucker and his wife, Jill Eikenberry.
Shaw's Jewelers thinks great relationships are built on trust. So do we.
Before Jill and I were overnight sensations, we were your typical struggling actors.
Yeah, nothing but spaghetti for 6 years.
With no sauce.
Yuck.
I trusted Jill to come up with a solution.
Me? I was trusting you.
No wonder we were out of work so long.
You know what? We still trust each other.
We're incurable.
Pass the fettuccine.
Trust is important to Michael Tucker and Jill Eikenberry. And you can trust Shaw's Jewelers to turn this holiday season into tennis season. Choose from an exciting collection of diamond tennis bracelets and new tennis watches, earrings, and necklaces. All with our exclusive 6-point diamond guarantee. Make her tennis dreams come true with a gift from Shaw's Jewelers.
You trust me to name a great jewelry store?
Sure.
Shaw's Jewelers.
You never let me down.
Shaw's Jewelers. If we can't earn your trust, we don't deserve your business.
Visit Shaw's Jewelers, located at Fair Oaks Mall in Fairfax, Manassas Mall, and Springfield Mall.
Nemo and Mike O'Mara home for the holidays. It's the Morning Zoo Family Album.
This is Shawnee Flush and Bob Cackdoworth here in Waver, the zoo crew. We're going to tie up the disc jockeys and finger pluck their body hairs, arrange them into a syllabus, and then play Scrabble with their teeth.
But first, we're going to do some humor.
Best of the best of the Morning Zoo. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, and a long list of celebrity guests. Pick yours up today and spend the holidays with Don and Mike. Proceeds from the sale of the Morning Zoo Family Album go to the Children's Hospital Have a Heart Campaign.
I don't think we're going to be able to finish the show tonight. Thanks for making our album the #2 selling album in the Washington area, and especially thanks for helping out the kids at Children's Hospital. You can still buy yours in time for X-Pass at Kemp Mill Records and Waxy Maxies.
All right, thanks, Jingle Singers. 14 till 10, Louie Katz. We'll have 11 in a row at about 10 o'clock this morning on WAVA.
All right.
Here we go. Phone scan. Hello, Wava.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, good morning. You're on the air.
I was wondering if I can get Wayne Newton to sing a swinging Christmas song.
Swinging Christmas song?
Yeah, you know, something they sing in Las Vegas during Christmas time.
You know, that is a term that Wayne does use a lot.
Swinging?
Swinging. He likes to say, we're having a swinging good time.
He seems like the type that would have an artificial Christmas tree.
I think our creative juices are just about tapped out this morning.
Yeah, I don't even need the door. I'll just say, hey, have a Merry Christmas, okay?
All right, thanks a lot, you too.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, WAVA. Good morning.
Hi, is this Bulldog 105?
You know, this would be a good time for a Bulldog update. Hey, Diana?
Diana, bring the Bulldog in here, please.
Let's hear that kitten purr, man.
What? Let's hear that kitten purr, man.
Here we go. This is the Bulldog, ladies and gentlemen.
Sounds like the Outer Limits. We are taking control of your television. You know, Diana, Mike seems to be having more fun with that than you do.
I was really noticing that. The second I came in, he grabbed it right out of my hand.
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you.
Well, enjoy that, Diana. Oh, that hurts me just to see you do that.
Did somebody get some pen markings on there?
No, I don't know.
Somebody been writing on the Bulldog? Somebody's written on the Bulldog.
Hello, WAVA. Good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing this morning?
Oh, very punchy right now.
Good. I was down for your Toys for Tots campaign the other morning.
Hey, I want to say one more time about Toys for Tots. Thank you. Over $20,000 worth of toys raised on Wednesday
morning.
That's
a wonderful program. You know, I support it whenever I can because I just think it's just the greatest thing.
I couldn't agree with you more.
But anyway, I was down there towards the end of your program. Excuse my daughter. And I was able to see Mike down there, and I gave him some homemade candy, and I gave him a box for you, and I was wondering if Don got any.
Well, that was nice. I never saw the homemade candy, but I wouldn't have eaten it anyway because I am still following my diet.
You don't need to. We love you just the way you are.
Well, I apparently, to sexually satisfy my wife, I've got to be about 30 pounds lighter.
Is that right?
You're making progress.
Yes, 14 pounds now I've dropped.
And I will testify to the fact that you are religious on this diet. I mean, I try to get you to eat stuff all the time. I try to bribe you with food and just go, hey, look at this donut, and I'm going to stop that after the first of the year. I promise I will.
Oh, that's such a tough thing, and I give Frida a lot of credit. Frida must be the most wonderful woman in the whole world.
You're talking about my wife named Frida?
Yes, I'm talking about your wife. I just think you must have such a good relationship to do what you do on the radio.
Yeah, she's all right. I'll keep her around. Yeah. She's got a few good years left on her.
Absolutely.
Till it's time to put her out to pasture and get a younger woman.
Oh.
Thanks for listening.
A great Christmas. You've made my year. We just moved here to the area, and I just think you have the best show ever.
Well, God bless you. Thank you very much.
Okay, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thanks.
Same to you. Good morning, WAVA.
Good morning, my friends. How are you?
Hello, my friend.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to wish you guys a very Merry Christmas and a great New Year because I know all the crap you guys have to put up with from that Alan Goodman always in your face saying, make love to your audience.
Thank you, sir.
How can you guys, stand that when guys are coming up winning a brand new car saying, how do I get it?
You know, I try to tell Alan, sometimes if you want us to make love to our audience, it's almost like incest.
Right.
And speaking of incest this holiday season, roll your own. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, how you doing? My name is Danny Marucci. Y'all married me, my wife and I, a couple years ago on your show.
Oh, in the parking lot.
Yes, you did.
And you're still happily married?
Happily married. Y'all actually did something right.
Hey,
y'all. How many times do you say y'all? I like that phrase. I really do. I'm going to say y'all this Christmas.
Well, I'm from Dale City, Virginia.
You're from Dale City?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Frank is actually, we're so proud of Frank. He's actually moving into his new home today.
All right.
Maybe you could go out there and help Frank move in and maybe have a little light supper with Frank tonight.
Yeah, seriously, sir, we do need the help moving in.
Well, that'd be no problem. Maybe help you do some Christmas shopping down at the Kmart down Dale City.
Great.
Fantastic. Sounds to me like, Frank, like this guy's got a lot of muscles.
Right up here.
right between his ears.
And other places, too. Yeah.
Can I get a schmoozing? Can I say thanks to all my friends who actually are helping me, especially Jim Glancy from Wolf Trap, who is, I think, going to actually show up and help. I'm just putting some pressure on him to let all his friends know that Jim promised he would help me this morning.
They're all wearing those moving in storage uniforms.
Yeah, we got uniforms.
Frank.
Oh, it's great.
Frank,
you'd love it.
I know you all thought that Bert Luskin was the cheapest guy in town, but no, Frank is the cheapest guy
in
town.
I got coupons from 7-Eleven for all of them as a thank you gift.
And you know, the thing is, that's the truth.
That's right.
Thanks for listening, my friend.
Okay, Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Hello, WAEVA.
Hi. I just want to call and tell you how much I enjoy your show.
Oh, geez, this is turning into a real love-in, isn't it?
This is very nice.
Well, I had this problem, and I finally found out how to solve it.
What's that?
I'd be sitting at the traffic light laughing like crazy, and people looking at me like I was crazy. So I made myself a sign and hold it up to these people that look at me so strange. Say, turn the radio to WAVA 105.
Hey, now, is this a glowing endorsement?
What a wonderful woman.
I'll tell you, I even went and bought the record and gave it to my son and told him, wrap this up and give it to me for Christmas.
That's wonderful.
No, isn't that nice?
That's nice.
That is the ultimate. That's the ultimate. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Y'all have a very nice Christmas and a happy new year.
Y'all have one, too.
Bye-bye.
Wish I could have gotten that woman a bulldog, too.
One more call. Last call. Bulldog 105, hello.
Good morning, my holiday festive friends.
Hello, my friend.
I have a bit of a joke for you.
Okay.
You see, I went to this wedding and the bride was pregnant, so we threw puffed rice.
Boom! I lied. We're going to take one more.
All right.
Hello, WAVA.
Perfect.
Perfect. Thanks, Elvis.
John.
Jay Danforth Quayle, whichever one of you called in. 952 WAVA. We'll be back to wrap up the very merry Holly Jolly Christmas show.
Boom!
In just one moment.
Ho, 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 Whoville. It's amazing. It's incredible. It's here without fail. It's Ketmel Records. Don't let the Grinch steal your CD sale. Thousands of CDs, $11.99, $10.99, as low as $9.99 every day. Get them at Ketmel Records today.
Get ready to dial the hearts of Pop's best. It's the boys. Boys capturing America's airwaves with a scorching debut album, The Boys on Motown. Cassette $6.99, CD $10.99, another hitmaker from Kent Mill Records and Power 105 WAVA.
So all you who's down in Whoville who like Christmas a lot, stock up on CDs. These prices are hot. With thousands of CDs priced ever so low, Kent Mill could even make the Grinch's heart glow. If there are stockings in your house left to fill, remember, for music, to stop at Kent Mill. Kent Mill Records wishes you and yours the merriest of holidays.
You know, I want something different for dinner tonight.
Oh, no. Like what? I don't want Chinese again. You know, we could get Italian.
No. I want something new. I'm bored with the same old thing.
Mm-hmm. I got an idea. Let's go to Mr. Philly. You know Mr. Philly? I love them. Mr. Philly, yeah.
I've never been to Mr. Philly. What is it again? You know, I've heard it's great, but I've never been.
Let me tell you, Mr. Philly has the best cheesesteak sandwiches around. There's absolutely no comparison. Stacks of a thinly sliced steak and creamy melted cheese with buttered sautéed mushrooms or onions. They're just packed in deep into a fresh baked roll. Makes me hungry just thinking about it. What a great idea, Mr. Philly.
Wow, what else do they have?
Potato whoppers, I have.
What?
Potato whoppers. You know about them. Hot melted cheddar cheese. They're amazing.
Okay, so where is it?
Easy to find. It's at Bailey's Crossroads on Route 7, right across from Skyline and next to Heckinger's, and the service is fast, too.
Okay, I'm convinced. We're set for dinner at Mr. Philly. Let's go.
Great idea. Mr. Philly, open until 10 p.m., serving the original hot butter cheesesteak and lots more good food fast.
From United Artists. David Anson of Newsweek calls Rain Man fascinating, touching, and full of surprises.
Who is this guy?
Raymond is your brother.
I don't have a brother.
Uh-oh.
My grandma and your grandma.
Dustin Hoffman's performance is mesmerizing.
I'm definitely not wearing my underwear.
What?
By the fire.
Tom Cruise does the best acting of his career.
You're using Raymond.
Am I using you, Raymond?
Yeah.
Shut up. He is answering a question from a half hour ago.
Enough.
Rex Reed of At the Movies calls it one of the most entrancing films of the year.
What happened this past week, Raymond?
Kissed Susanna.
How did it feel?
Felt wet.
Dustin Hoffman, Tom Cruise, Rain Man. People Magazine says there's magic in it.
I like having you for my brother.
Rain Man. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Now playing at a theater near you. Sorry, we're
out of time. Oh, that's it. We got to go.
Oh, no.
9:55 at Power 105. We are out of Morning Zoo, and we want to say everybody have a great, great, great holiday, and don't kill yourselves out there.
Please don't do that.
It's 9:55 WAVA, Arlington, Washington. They are not booing. They are yelling, Lou! Have a great Christmas. Have a great New Year. As David Haynes likes saying, it's his favorite joke, and he must have said it to me on Wednesday 25 times. Mm-hmm. See you next year.
Oh, he loves that joke. What he's doing right now.
Probably getting some kind of IV put into his arm at the nursing home.
Still dressed up in that little nutcracker soldier suit.
Oh, come on. You know perfectly well right now that he's at his mom's house and she's cooking him flapjacks and bacon. Come on.
Yeah, Mrs. Haynes. Just David Haynes with a wig.
And on that happy note, David Haynes, the transvestite, we got to go. And I love everybody that I work with. And thank you all for putting up with me over the last year.
We love you, too.
You better. You all better love me. After all I've done for everybody on this show.
We love you because if we don't love you, we are out of here. And we know that.
That's right. If you folks don't respect me, you're fired. So have a great holiday, everybody. And I especially want to say that I love my wife and my son. Because unlike last year, I will have a very... very Merry Christmas this year, being back with my family. And that is the most important thing in the world to me, even more important than my ego being stroked by you folks.
All right.
So God bless you all. Thanks for listening. Frank, congratulations on that house, my friend.
Thanks to you and Don and Mike for making it possible.
And now you go home tonight and you use that gift that Mike gave you. Mm-hmm. Those, what's the name of that thing you
They're
got?
They're called body lickers, Don, and I gave those to Frank and I you want know, you to use them.
For on Jerry.
Those are really vague. I haven't figured out exactly what to do with them yet.
Frank, we have to tell you, it's like emotion lotion. What you do is you find all a part right. of your wife's body, like, for instance, her elbow, mm-hmm. and you would spread a little on the elbow.
Or you can pour them over pancakes.
And then you lick it off, right? Now, you try that. That'd be a nice way to break in the new townhouse tonight in Dale City.
What a neat idea.
You and Jerry will be the most sexually active couple in Dale City, I believe. At least the most sexually active couple that's not related to each other. And on that happy note...
That's a great way to end.
We gotta go. So thank you, Kim. Thank you, David, wherever you are. Thank you, Diana. Thanks, Frank. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks,
that's
Don.
It. We gotta go, everybody. And Frank Station, we still work at, please, my friend.
Well, Don and Mike, it's been said many times, many ways, but Bulldog 105 WAVA.
Thank you. Thank you, Ann.
So long, everybody.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, not to blow my own horn, but that is top-notch comedy. And thank speaking you. Of my own horn, there you go.
People never cease to amaze me.
Hey, Outdoor Man, don't be so tight. Your daddy's more running.
Maximum Music, Power 105, rolling along with another 11 in a row. Maximum winners, too. Santa Max is going to make a visit by here this radio station sometime between now and 11 o'clock. Listen for the next winning Santa Max song. It's She's Like the Wind from Dirty Dancing. Patrick Swayze for a chance at anywhere from 105 to 1,000 from WA.